This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Protests against the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade saw upwards of 4,000 people at the state capitol Monday. The crowd later broke into multiple marches around downtown Denver, closing major roads, including Spear, near the I-25 exit. Jennifer Pashon was upset to see the court take away a previously held constitutional right.
This is our right. Our bodies are more regulated than guns, and it's disgusting.
Protesters also worried about other constitutional rights currently held by the court, including access to contraception and equal marriage. A safe Democratic House seat in Denver is the site of a bitter and extremely expensive battle in today's primary. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
The race pits Elizabeth Epps, a prominent justice reform advocate, against a more moderate candidate, Katie March. March was an aide to outgoing House Speaker Alec Garnett, whose seat the two women are now competing for. It's the most expensive statehouse primary this cycle. Outside groups have spent more than $400,000 on the race so far, with two-thirds of that going to support March. The winner of the June 28th Democratic primary is expected to win in November. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Bar Camp is closed until Friday due to COVID-19 among the caretakers. The camp is located on the Bar Trail, which leads from Manitou Springs to the summit of Pikes Peak. Day hikers often stop there, and the camp hosts overnight visitors with reservations. According to the camp's website, reopening is dependent on the situation. Those with reservations this week will be contacted. Right now in Manitou Springs, it's 87 degrees and partly cloudy. In Denver, it's 90. This is CPR News.